Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, June 20th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. The Biden administration says it will ban sales of software built by Russian antivirus vendor Kaspersky Lab in the U.S. The White House is acting on longstanding concerns that the software firm poses a significant national security threat. The administration is also adding Kaspersky Lab to a list that limits U.S. suppliers from doing business with the company. Kaspersky Lab didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Thousands of car dealers around the U.S. have lost access to software that helps underpin their day-to-day operations for the second day in a row. CDK Global provides software to nearly 15,000 auto dealers to manage their sales, payroll, and general office operations, according to the company's website. The company said it experienced cyber incidents that first affected service to dealers yesterday. A spokeswoman said the company shut down most of its systems while it assesses the situation. CDK didn't have an estimated time frame for a resolution. And shares of Dell Technologies and Supermicro Computer got a short-lived boost this morning. It came after Elon Musk confirmed on X that the two companies will be supplying racks for the supercomputer that his xAI startup is building. Yesterday, Dell founder and CEO Michael Dell posted on X that the company is building a, quote, Dell AI factory for Musk's venture. Financial details of the deal were not disclosed. Shares of Dell closed down 0.42%. Supermicro Computer fell nearly 0.25%. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.